10th week, 3rd day, there is no death. Will you forgive me for making this meditation somewhat personal? Read again my introductions to this book, in which I affirm my conviction that death is but a doorway to fuller living and greater service, and that in heaven our soul's sincere desires are multiplied in power by infinity. For 6 months, the parents and grandfather of Mary Lou Elliott watched their little girl fade out of this world, stricken with leukemia. Although Mary Lou did not know that she was on the last journey, her chief delight during those months was to contemplate the kind of joys only heaven can give. She was such a perfectionist that earthly life with its limitations could not be compared with the wonders of heaven. When she passed away at 3 o'clock one morning, I was 2,000 miles away from her, but at that moment I suddenly wakened with the realization that Mary Lou had stepped into the arms of God. Only those who have given away an only son, or as I did, an only granddaughter, can fully comprehend the sacrificial love of God, who gave his only begotten son, that the world through him might be saved. That early morning, I experienced an absolutely overwhelming sense of oneness with my father, who had taken Mary Lou to himself. 3 months later, when I went home, I found my daughter Marion and my son-in-law Norman so marvelously sustained that their courage and peace were a living inspiration to all their friends. And I told them, I can just see Mary Lou now, looking carefully over heaven for just the right little girl to help fill the void she has left. 11 months later, little Kathleen Elliott was born, and a prettier, brighter-eyed, laughing girl I have never seen. How I love to tell her about the sister she will not see on earth, and will always be blessing her from heaven. And now when I need strength for inspiration, I can go back down the corridors of time to that upper room and hear Jesus promise. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.